Hi all, and welcome to Get Stuff Done. My name is Aidan Sheeran, and I'm the co-founder of Collaborative, a new marketing agency in Dublin. Each week, we speak to different people across all sectors to ask them about themselves and how they get stuff done. And this week, I'm delighted to be talking with Gavin O'Connor. Gavin's an actor, he's a writer, and a well-known voiceover artist. Gavin, you're very welcome, and it's always great to catch up. So, okay, you have the mic. Tell us about yourself and what you do.
Hi, Aidan. Listen, I'm delighted to be here. My name is Gavin O'Connor, and I'm an actor and a writer. I live in Dublin with my wife and my young son, Ben. I'm originally from Cork, but I came to Dublin at 19 from UCC to study drama at Trinity College, and I've been here ever since. My career these days seems mainly to be in film and television, but my background was theatre. So, you know, every time you're on a big TV job at the moment, you remember getting changed in a lane outside the hall in Clonus in the rain, and it kind of keeps you honest. Funny thing, actually, I'm on a TV job at the moment, and one of the actors and I were in Hamlet 25 years ago. And I tell you, it goes by in a blink. It seems like yesterday. And there was some awful messing on that show. I think the press called it the MTV Hamlet. So in terms of career, I've tried my hand at everything. I've tried my hand at directing, producing, writing, and I've done it for film and also commercially. And I think to survive in this industry, you have to be creative, you know, not just in your output, but how you work. So at the moment, I mean, your listeners might know this, but, you know, you and I, Aidan, I'm talking from home in a home studio that lockdown forced me to set up. And, you know, 9 months ago, I could barely turn on a computer. And, you know, now I've had to learn how to record. And this is all out of necessity, obviously, how to record and edit and add music and deliver live over platforms like Source Connect. It's been a lot of fun, actually. I've had some great help from people that we know, Aidan, obviously, Dean Jones and Lockie Butler, who helped me set up. And, you know, that's the one thing about this industry is the relationships you make over the years. You know, people are very generous with their time and expertise. I've been a very fortunate man that I've been able to fall back on voiceover work during fallow acting periods, and it's been a lifesaver actually for my family, and I've made some great friends in the business like yourself, Aidan, over the years, and it's been really great fun too, you know. Most sessions are a good laugh because you're working with creative, like-minded people who are, you know, deadly serious about the work, but they also find time for a bit of crack.
Well, your studio sounds fantastic, Gavin. We're talking on a Zoom call here, and there's a lovely warm sound off the microphone you've set up there. In Collaborative, we're all about getting stuff done. Tell us about some of the great stuff you've done over the years and stuff that you're proud of.
In terms of being proud, it's never necessarily one thing or, you know, what people might think it would be. A few years ago, I wrote and produced and acted in a film called Blink. And the idea came to me one night and I just got up and wrote it. Well, actually, my wife gave me a nudge because I was annoying her and she told me to get up and write it. So I approached a brilliant young director called Connor Maloney and he liked the script a lot. So flash forward a year and we're sitting in the Théâtre Maisonneuve in Montreal and we'd been nominated in world competition at the World Film Festival. And I remember I was bricking it, taking the stage to announce our little film. And we had literally willed this film into existence because it was privately financed. So that was a very, very proud moment. And I don't mean that in kind of a smug way, but more, I can't believe that we've made it all the way here way. That sort of thing kind of gives you momentum and confidence that you can, you know, you can give things a crack. I think an acting role I'll always be synonymous with is Sean Doherty and Charlie, with Aidan Gillen playing Charlie Hawley. You had to really, really work hard and get that right because Sean Doherty obviously was a real life man. It was extremely, extremely hard work, but one of the most rewarding experiences I've had as an actor, certainly. And actually one thing I wasn't prepared for at all was the level of notoriety that came with it. I was even invited into the Doyle for leaders questions and lunch and just mad stuff altogether. A show that I would be immensely proud of was Taken Down. I don't know if you've seen that. It was a drama set in the world of direct provision. And I really felt that this show had something to say, you know, about direct provision, sex trafficking, and the kind of murky side of Dublin, which does exist. And It's not very often you get to tell stories of the disenfranchised, and I just adored being part of that series and telling that story, really.
Gavin, is there any good stuff that you're doing at the moment or that's in the pipeline that you'd like to tell us about?
I'm in the middle of shooting a thing for Netflix at the moment, actually called Valhalla. It's their new kind of marquee show for next year, big, huge, epic. It's all very tight-lipped, and you know, we're being, you know, non-disclosure agreements about what we can say for the time being. So I was even nervous about mentioning it, but it's in some of the industry trade papers, and I mentioned as being in it, so I'm safe enough with that information. I can tell you about another Netflix and Paramount show that I'm in called The Alienist, The Angel of Darkness, though. We shot that in Budapest last year, and the showrunner was Stuart Carlin, actually, who people will know from Love Hate. Just, you know Stuart, I mean, amazing talented man. And it was directed by somebody you know very, very well, actually, David Caffrey, another super bloke. So we'd all collaborated before on Taken Down, and here we were getting to work together, you know, the Irish boys in such a magnificent city as Budapest. And you know, it was just fantastic to be collaborating with the Irish gang. And actually, funny story, I was on the way to the airport and I get a text message, and who was it? Only Peter Coonan, who played Fran in Love Hate. And he had seen my name on the call sheet, and he was heading out there too. And I'll tell you, no better bookle now to spend a few months with, an absolute gent of a man. So we had a great time. It was a wonderful experience. And, you know, just to be on a show that they recreated New York in 1897 on 20 acres in the middle of Budapest, it was just stunning to be part of. Future stuff I have is more to do with writing my own projects. I've been collaborating with a director for a few years on an epic feature film based in the 19th century. And it's really starting to gain some traction now. And the process actually has been a hugely rewarding one. Myself and Dave Rodham, we seem to complement each other's strengths very well. He's a very, very talented man. I just can't wait to get cracking on it now, you know, when this pandemic ends and everything kind of just, you know, relaxes a bit, and we can really start focusing on that. He's working on the new Star Wars thing at the moment. So, you know, hopefully in the summer we can try and get to this. And then I think once we finish that, I'm going to take a punt on myself and go back and direct a passion project I've had on the boil for a few years. It's a very personal film called While You Were Gone. And I mean, as you know, I've directed a small bit for camera. But that film is so personal to me that I'd love to give it a crack. I'd love to actually direct it. And I have my dream team in mind who will hopefully hold my hand. And, you know, I'd love to be given the freedom to assemble that team. And just away we go. Just give it a shot, you know.
If you had one tip for people on how to get stuff done, what do you think that might be?
I know this sounds oversimplified, but just sit down and do it. I had an idea for a novel a few years ago, and the thought of it scared the living shite out of me, to be honest. I mean, we'd all grown up reading all these terrific writers like Pat McCabe, and, you know, who the hell was I to try and attempt a novel? And to be fair, no, my subject was very light and comedic, and I had been writing some very kind of heavy human condition film scripts, and this was just something light and breezy. And a close friend who is a writer and a professor of writing and a professor of history just said, look, just sit down and write it, go for it. So I did. And it's the same with the acting and voiceovers and directing. Just give it a crack. And look, I know it's a cliche, but if you fail, just fail better next time. And don't be too hard on yourself. We're not performing brain surgery either, you know? I mean, obviously take the work very seriously, but never take yourself too seriously. There's way too many fellas sitting in pubs in this city with the great Irish novel in a drawer, or, you know, the great Irish film script in their head. And I think one last thing about the arts in general, and what, you know, what I do, is it's a very underappreciated part of society in certain quarters, you know, and you will need to have the stomach for the fight. Sometimes that fight can take years to fully realize your potential, and just be courteous. And if you can, just send the elevator back down a few times and help the next generation coming through. And, you know, if you've had a tough time at the beginning of your career, that's all the more reason to give the next gang a dig out, I think.
Just one last question, Gavin. We're just coming out of level 5 lockdown, and as we approach Christmas, have you any plans? What sort of thing would you like to do now that things are easing up just that little bit?
I think I would love to see my family, especially I have two elderly parents in Cork, and I would just love to get down and see them and spend some time with them. And I know that they've been nervous because they've been virtually locked down since March. So just to spend some time with them would be lovely, and my brothers and my brother and my sisters. we're lucky. I've got a great bunch of friends, and we do a Zoom call every Wednesday night, and we do a kind of bit of a lads quiz, and it's great crack, and we all have, you know, a beer or a glass of wine and stuff. So we've gotten to see each other a bit, but yeah, I think I would love to see, you know, I'm a little bit nervous, obviously, but, you know, I would love to see us coming back to some semblance of normality, and, you know, hopefully this vaccine will work, because we have to go back and do Valhalla in February. So it would be nice to get back to work and not have a mask on your face for the whole day, you know.
It's been a real pleasure talking with you, Gavin. Many, many thanks. And I wish you every success for 2021.
Thanks very much for having me, Aidan. I really appreciate it.